Last weekend, Springfield police charged a drone hobbyist with a felony for obstructing official business. They say the operator refused to land his drone as a medical helicopter neared the scene of a traffic accident. He disputes the charge. Among those closely watching the case is Michael Hatch, the CEO of a Cleveland company that offers real estate and surveying services using unmanned aerial systems, or UAS for short.
Because right now, flying a UAS is legal for recreational and commercial use.
Hatch is concerned that the careless actions of a few could lead to overly tight regulations for others. He says his company adheres to guidelines established by the FAA.
For example, we don't come within 5 miles of an airport, and we always fly below 400 feet. And we have a set of guidelines that we personally use separate from the FAA, such as a pre-flight checklist to make sure we're safe. And usually there's one person who flies, and then the other person has a separate controller for the camera.
Some states are considering laws that would limit commercial and private uses of drones. Colorado prohibits use of them as a tool in hunting. Illinois bans using them to harass hunters. And a bill pending in Ohio would regulate the use of drones by law enforcement. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull.